From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The amount of oil BP is capturing from the gushing well on the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico is on the rise. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen.
The 24-hour period that ended at midnight, we recovered a little over 15,000 barrels, so we continue to make progress.
But Allen says he'd like to see BP nearly double that amount, and it's still unclear what the total current flow of oil is from the well. A top BP executive is dismissing findings by government and university researchers that there are huge plumes of very dilute oil now below the surface of the Gulf. But University of Georgia marine scientist Samantha Joy says those plumes are real and pose a significant threat to marine life.
It's an imbalance in the system that's been created by this oil spill, and that's the real danger in terms of the ecology of the system, because you've pushed it to a much more unstable situation than it was at before.
Several congressional committees are holding hearings on the oil spill today. Women are the winners of some key primary contests across the nation. Democratic Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas has survived the anti-incumbent mood that has recently downed two of her Senate colleagues. She narrowly survived a runoff by countering claims she was out of touch with her state's voters.
This is about us. This is about who we are as Arkansans,
right,
and what we want to do and be.
In California, two women who have held top executive positions in the business world have won GOP nominations. Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina for U.S. Senate and former CEO of online auction site eBay has won the Republican nomination for governor. John Myers of member station KQED reports she will face well-known former governor Jerry Brown in the fall.
He says California needs an experienced hand to guide it out of financial chaos. In the other corner, political newcomer Meg Whitman, a billionaire from Silicon Valley who pledges to bring business savvy to the state capital.
While politics is Jerry Brown's business, my business is creating good new jobs.
Meg Whitman spent some $80 million on the primary election. Jerry Brown is counting on core Democratic groups, including labor unions, to help level the playing field this fall. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Los Angeles.
The UN Security Council is poised to approve tough new sanctions against Iran because of that country's nuclear program, measures that are reportedly aimed at tightening the grip on Iran's finances, especially those of the Revolutionary Guard Corps. Four American troops have been killed in southern Afghanistan when their helicopter was shot down by rockets today. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack. It's the latest in a series of assaults in advance of a planned NATO offensive on a Taliban stronghold. On Wall Street, stocks are holding on to narrow gains as the market builds on yesterday's rally. The Dow is currently up 61 points at 10,001. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 18. This is NPR News from Washington. At least seven people are dead in Pakistan after militants attacked trucks carrying military vehicles, fuel, and other supplies to NATO forces in Afghanistan. The attackers set fire to more than two dozen trucks and then fled in cars and on motorcycles. One of the truck drivers who survived the attack describes what happened through an interpreter.
I overheard them while sitting in my truck, and they were saying, "Kill the drivers, don't spare them, torch the vehicles, shoot every driver who tries to flee, don't let anyone run off."
Seven people were wounded in the attack. Japan is launching a summer whaling mission to the Northwest Pacific. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, the mission is going ahead despite international legal action by Australia to stop Japanese whaling.
Japan's Institute of Cetacean Research says five ships have set sail with more than 200 crew aboard to hunt whales in the Northwest Pacific. Their plan is to catch 260 whales before returning home in late August. The expedition comes after Australia filed suit in the International Court of Justice last month to stop Japan killing hundreds of whales a year in the name of science. Japan uses a loophole in the international ban on commercial whaling to kill whales for so-called lethal research. They make no secret of the fact that the meat is then sold as food. The International Whaling Commission meets in Morocco later this month to consider a plan to legalize commercial whaling in return for a promise of a greatly reduced annual catch. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the debt crisis in Europe is likely to have only a modest impact on the economic recovery in the United States. Bernanke told a House panel today the economy is on track for moderate growth through this year and next. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.